attending? In attendance are Council President Hartley Nagel, Council Person Sheldon, Tackett, Hollins, Smiley, Cartier, Diller, and I am chairing this, Janet Kilpatrick, and Angelique Maravellis is taking the minutes. Can I have a motion on the...
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We have a short agenda today. As you know, a while back, we hired a consultant to go through our handbook, and systematically, we have been going through some of the issues that have been brought up, and what we're looking at today, and I emailed these out. If you don't have these, I can pass these around. I'm going to pass them down. Tim, you want to pass them down?
I got it.
What we're looking at today are four sections within that book, and they have to do with personnel. The first one is confidentiality, and basically what it talks about in confidentiality, what it adds, is that without anyone that lawfully needs to view, access, or possess the information within those within the hiring chapter. So right now it doesn't say that we can't provide the information to somebody outside of this council. What this does is says, unless there is a legal reason, you cannot give that information to somebody outside of this council. Under employment conditions, under evaluations, it clarifies that the performance evaluation and any and all information relating thereto, including any meetings or review related to the same, shall be deemed confidential and not be disclosed or provided to anyone without a lawful reason to view, access, or possess such evaluation or information, or to participate in a meeting or review relating to the same. What it said before was basically that evaluations were between the council person, the employee, and the clerk. So this clarifies again, makes it a little stronger as to the fact that nobody outside of that circle can see the evaluations. Under confidentiality of records, we basically are saying the same thing, that unless there's a lawful reason for you to see that, you cannot. Under harassment, we just added the word or under, for purposes of this policy, sexual harassment is defined as unwelcome sexual advances, request for sexual favors, or, and that takes the place of and, other verbal, physical, and non-physical conduct of a sexual nature.
Are we going to vote these
separately? Pardon?
Are we going to vote these separately or all at once? That one concerns me. Never mind.
I figured it would. I have a little note here that says, talk to Smiley about this. Under Chapter 3, Chapter 3, under Personnel Files, did we go through that one?
No.
Okay, and basically, again, what it adds to it is the confidentiality of the personnel file shall be maintained, and thus only the employee, the immediate supervisor, which shall be defined in these rules as the council member to whom the employee is assigned, and an approved representative of the council, which basically is the clerk when we say who that is, may access the file for a lawful purpose. A representative of the council, as used in the rules, shall mean only the council member or an employee of the council who has expressly been authorized by the council to have access for this file. So again, as we go through these, all we're doing is saying this is how tight it has to stay, because if it's not tight, you open us up for a lawsuit. So that the last one, warnings, if you are given a warning, what we're adding to this is saying a warning shall be given in a formal meeting at the offices of council, which shall include only the employee, the immediate supervisor, and an approved representative of council. Again, per definition, that would be the council person for whom the employee works and the clerk, and is to be given contemporaneously with the conduct or act that necessitated the warning. A warning will be recorded in the employee's personnel file, which shall be treated as confidential, and although addressed contemporaneously with the conduct or act that warranted the warning. So on all of these, what we have tightened up is to say, this is, these are things that need to stay within council, and we've defined a little more clearly that the council, the people that it has to stay within in council is the supervising council person and the clerk. Yes. Okay. Smile.
In my reading of this, quite honestly, at the end of the day, it just comes down to enumerating what should already be, and that's the show of courtesy and respect to our employees. Secondly, for me, what it does is, by tightening up the parameters, it helps protect council as a body.
Yes.
And quite honestly, council members as individuals, should someone decide to disseminate personal information or whatever about an employee and then take suit, there would be that avenue for council or those council members not involved to have themselves excused from that suit and have it directed to the one who violated the rule, because we have the rule, it's clear, it's
right.
Distinct. So I think it serves, a good purpose going forward, and it serves, I would hope, to give our employees a certain feeling of security and comfort.
Yes.
In working for New
Yes.
Castle.
Yes, and
that's my opinion.
My
not saying
feeling,
I support it, but that's what I feel.
And my feeling is that Personnel Committee is here to support the employees.
Yes.
We are all elected. We don't have to go through all of the HR things and the evaluations, because our constituents are the ones that evaluate us every
yeah.
4 years. These items were implied in the handbook. What we did is take that implication and make it more solid. So it doesn't just imply that you could do this and this. It says you cannot give this to anybody unless there is a lawful reason. If there's a lawsuit and somebody asks for it, then they get it. If, you know, another attorney.
Right.
Or, but we all, most of us sitting here, have been through an HR employment lawsuit that we never, ever thought we were going to lose, and we lost.
And
I think Council
okay,
President
I'll
had her hand up, too.
Yes, I wanted to see if I could get a copy of the consultant's report that you're referencing.
It's on file. We have, yeah.
Okay, and I just wanted to make sure if we're, and there's no employee that I'm referring to, but if you were to be an employee in, it would be the clerk of court of council, and also, would you not bring in the attorney as well? You know, so that's an extra
yes.
person
yes.
that I would feel more comfortable with, that the attorney was there as well as the clerk of council, and if you needed to do, you know, if anything that was said, it was, you know.
And I believe
we don't have to, we don't then have to tell council what happened. He's hearing firsthand.
Correct. I mean, when we would say a representative of council that could be in that meeting, that can include the attorney.
Okay, but you're saying one representative of council. So I would like to see the clerk of council and who it oversees, you know, a lot of times the employees, and then also the attorney.
But the term, if I could
yes.
respond to the term, a representative of council could be given the meaning that you're talking about right now.
Okay.
It can be broader than one person.
Oh, it can be broader than one person.
Yes.
Okay, when you said A.
So it can be the clerk and...
It's like A represents to be
right.
one. Yeah,
it's,
that's the way I interpret
it.
It's
not read to be singular.
Okay. Okay, and then you're... I just want to make sure we're clear. When it says that it has to be done contemporaneously, right away with when there's a violation, you know, sometimes, you know, someone does something and it may be... you know, one single thing, and you want to let it go a little while and see if the behavior may be corrected. So do you really need to do a warning right then? Because I see, what I see happening is if you don't do it right then there's no record, like you can't go back and do it later. You know, perhaps you don't want to do it later. You don't want that on an employee's record.
Are you, if I can answer?
Yes, go ahead.
Are you talking about an ongoing, I don't know.
Not an ongoing,
but
like
ongoing
maybe
violation.
Someone... A violation that may have occurred, and you didn't report it, you didn't say anything, but maybe you noted it with the clerk at council. But you don't want to say anything or do a warning is this saying that if you, that you have to do a warning right then? Because I'd hate to be given, you know, you'd hate to do, give warnings out just because if it's not done then, you miss your, you can't do a warning in the future.
I don't think so. I mean, you could have one anomaly where, pick a person, they just had a bad day.
Right, and that's what I'm bringing up. Someone has a bad day.
But if it's a pattern and of practice, I think that's now something that is probably...
Right, and that gives you the opportunity that if it becomes a pattern, then you get a warning, versus that you have to give the warning out right then or you miss your chance. And then you can't bring it up later to support a pattern.
Right, and so I don't read this as precluding that discretion that you're permitted to as council.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that, because I prefer just, you know, you have a little talk with somebody and not have to give a warning out. But it's not precluding you if it becomes a long-term pattern that you still get to address it.
I think that makes good sense. I think that's currently within your discretion, and this would not preclude that or inhibit that.
Okay.
Since I don't know which put their hand up first, I'm going to go to Councilman Hollins, because Councilman Smiley already talked to us.
No, by age in reverse order, I like
that. Or looks, you know, whatever.
I see this as more protection of the employees as opposed to putting a restriction on a council member or any person of staff of some supervisory capacity. It seems to me that protecting the employees, and specifically we have mostly aides here, and lawsuits generally, that's where it's going to come from, and I was intimately involved with one. So I think that we have to treat everybody equal here. I do not believe that this reads as though somehow it's going to put cufflinks on a council person from having conversations with their aides about any number of reasons. It doesn't mean that each time you have a conversation about a concern, it rises to the level of a warning. Everything is not a warning, but even if you wanted to be a warning, I don't think this precludes you from doing that. But I don't think that when there are concerns or misunderstandings that rise to the level of considering that a warning. What I do think is that if there are issues relating to the aides or anyone else in this body, that those conversations should be within this body. I should not be talking about my aide to my best friend. I should not be talking about my aide to some other person outside of what's related to the work here. And I think my read of this is that we need to offer the highest level of protection to the people that work here, and that we as council members who at least supervise one person should not be privy to talk about whatever issue we have with the people that work here with our friends and associates. And the only thing I would, when I read this about a lawful reason, maybe we need to clearly understand what a lawful reason is, because someone could take that to mean, well, this is somebody I think needs to know. And I think that's stretching the intent of a lawful reason here.
Do we have a definition of a lawful reason?
No, I mean, the practice, you know, typically is, you know, it's spelled out essentially. It's going to be someone who has a right to know. It's going to be a direct supervisor. Anyone else who currently has, or is authorized by the body to have access to files that are confidential.
Or in the case of a lawsuit, that it could be opened up to an outside attorney or...
That's correct, right. That would be pursuant to a court order. And that's your office.
Yeah, I think that's the clarity. Someone authorized by the body as opposed to someone authorized by me or by any individual member of council.
And just for housekeeping, councilpersons Bell and Street came in there present. Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, the only thing I want to clarify, talking about warnings and such. I've negotiated a lot of labor agreements, and those labor agreements were all much tighter than this and had the specific steps. But even with those labor agreements, Department of Labor all recognizes that any supervisor, an individual, has a clear right to counsel them, to speak with them if there's an issue, and to create their own record to support such warning in the future. There's nothing here that prevents that, and that's just a respectful way to do it. Hey, I got your email, a little more attention, there were more typos than I like. That's not a warning, it doesn't rise to it, but anyone has a right. Whether it's in here or not in here, it's what you can do in the routine work of your job. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, Councilman Smiley. I just wanted to clarify so I knew moving forward what I was voting on. I want to make sure that we're not locking ourselves into something we have to do. But I'm very You're clear. We're all clear.
I'm just clarifying on two.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments from council? Comments from Mr. Street?
Y'all going down a slippery slope here. Will the council be the will of council? But my view is, and I see two sections, I just perused it, haven't read it, to anyone without a lawful need, you're just leaving the door swing wide open for any of us to get sued for anything because you don't have the definition. And I'm not going to argue belabor points because given the situation I think Councilman Hollins was referring to, it's a precedent for the employee that basically gives lifelong protection because of the way that was mishandled. So if that's used as a precedent, which it will be, just leaving this, putting this in and changing to any lawful need that puts handcuffs on us, but we already got handcuffs on, so it doesn't make any difference.
Well, and basically what's in the handbook now is implied. This is clarification. Any other comments from council?
What?
Mr. Street.
You can look at it this way, and you can add another layer of protection. But the understanding that I had in 2004 was that the aide serves at the pleasure of the council person. If that's the case, the only thing the handbook needs to say is dealt with an employee at will state.
But part of, and I know that you weren't here in the very beginning, but part of the discussion in the very beginning was that there are things in the handbook that were implied, but were not written out. So this basically adds a layer of tightness to the implication that was in the handbook already.
The will of council be the will of council, and y'all have at it, because right now me and her won't have no problem. We might have something tomorrow, so.
Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, I would like to make a motion to adopt the proposed changes to the Newcastle County Employee Handbook as put forward under Chapter 2, Chapter 3. Where is that 4 at?
2, 3, and 5.
2, 3, and 5.
Second motion.
Can we just do an all in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any against?
Aye.
The motion passes.
Well, you got your disagreement for tomorrow, Sharon.
Our big team started.
Won't make it to council floor.
Anything under other?
Motion for adjournment.
Public comment.
Second.
Motion adjourned.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.